Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Great to be with you. I have with me my mystery guest, my surprise guest, Tina Morlock. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, we are talking about a very cool concept, how to go pro as a writer. And this isn't theory for you. This is actually something you've done.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Well, listen, we're going to talk about that story because what people might not realize as well is this is kind of my story. I wanted to go pro with my writing. I kept thinking I was going to write the next bestseller and get all this money and be able to leave my day job. But in reality, it didn't happen exactly like that. Instead, I got a few ghostwriting gigs in the beginning, which kind of bridged some of that financial gap. So we have people right now that are watching. I would love for people to say, if you are a writer, go ahead, type in if you're a writer. Just type in the word writer. I'd love for you to say if you're full-time or part-time, and I'd love for you to say where you're from. And we're going to have a big party here. We're going to give away a lot of great value, a lot of great content. We're going to talk about how Tina actually made the leap. And I'm going to ask her very pointed, fun questions. She already gave me permission and said I could. But we want people to go pro with their passion. I see Teresa's here. Teresa says that she's a writer. I love it. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do, folks. Can you share this? Can you share this post? Can you tag someone that you think would be a good writer? Because we're in the hunt. In fact, Teresa has a job right now from us. And she just put full time. Absolutely. So we have people that we are looking for people, more writers, paid gigs. So Tina, let's jump in first of all and say, where were you 3 years ago? Can you give us, because you're amazing today. Well, tell us what you're doing today, first of all, before we talk about the story. What are you doing today? Are you doing what you love full time?
I absolutely am. Actually, something that just happened, I believe, yesterday, that was really exciting for me is I published my first novel. So I'm really excited about that. Reality hasn't hit me yet. So I haven't been like, wow, I just published my novel.
Maybe you have it with you. Hold that thing up.
I literally just published it. So I don't have the proof.
What's the name of it?
It's called Where the Bad Seeds Grow.
Interesting. Where the Bad
Seeds Grow. It's a young adult novel. It's about a young girl whose parents have just died. And she finds out a family secret, a very dark family secret. And then her life starts to crumble around her and she learns how to lift herself up.
Wow. So I think this is encouraging for people because number one, you don't have this massive portfolio of books is what I'm hearing. In other words, you don't have like 24 books that you've written already. How many books have you written?
I have three. I have a poetry book. I have a nonfiction book that I wrote about editing because I'm an editor.
Yes.
I have this fiction book and I plan on doing a lot more for 2020. I'm writing a lot and I have a lot planned for next year.
So you're actually receiving paid editing gigs right now?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And I think more than you can handle. In other words, we're going to talk about that in a moment. So if you guys are out there thinking, how is this even possible? Because we do. We have a lot of people that said, like Lisa, part-time. By the way, Lisa, I'm coming to Minnesota. Don't forget, Igniting Souls chapter in March. Okay, so I hope to see you there. So we have part-time writer. We have Denver part-time writer, Angela. She's fantastic. We have part-time writer, Diana in South Carolina. Lisa, Teresa's full-time. Nanette says she loves you. So she's full time, but we're going to give you guys gold today. So tell us where you were 3 years ago, because I think this will blow people's minds.
3 years ago was really kind of a dark place in my life. I had gotten into a extremely abusive relationship.
Okay.
And that's where a pretty big drug problem started.
Yeah.
And that lasted for several months, even past when the relationship was over.
Wow.
And then, you know, one day I was just, I went to pick up my daughter and I just kind of looked at my life and realized what I was doing to it.
Mm.
And that pushed me to take a look at who I had always wanted to be. I love to read, but I hadn't read a book for pleasure in a long time. Mm. So what I started doing to distract my mind from, you know, the substance abuse is I read several different kinds of books. And I read a lot right around that time. And then, you know, I looked also to, you know, I've always wanted to have a bachelor's degree in English. So I enrolled in school and started doing that.
And then came the
writing, because I've always been a writer. So that was always my biggest passion that I had. And, you know, I kind of looked at myself and I was disappointed in that I hadn't pursued my dreams. And that's right around the time that I found Author Academy Elite. And just things just built from there, and it happened really quickly.
This is amazing. And Willow is amazing too. She says, thank you for your courage and vulnerability. Travis is here. He's a full-time life coach. But folks, I've never even heard this full story. So I've only caught pieces of it. In fact, I didn't even know about your drug use until yesterday on Facebook. You shared, what was it, your anniversary yesterday or something?
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
Yeah. So 3 years ago, her life was addicted to substances. Today, she's an author. You first started replacing the drugs with reading books. How cool is that? And you said, I don't want my life to be where it currently is. And good for you. I mean, you said you had a daughter, and you just said, who does this daughter need her mom to be, right?
Exactly. And that's how that's the kind of mother I've always wanted to be. I've always wanted them to see that, you know, no matter what it is that you want in life, that it's possible if you just work at it. And, you know, I had looked at myself and said, I'm not the mother that I wanted to be. And I knew I had to change.
See, that's huge. That is huge, folks. Again, I don't know where all this stuff is going to go today, but we're going to talk about several topics. One of the topics is that you were a truth teller. You were a truth teller to yourself. And there's people right now who are watching this who are right on the edge. They say, because Tina was a truth teller, maybe I can be as well. How scary was it for you to look and say, I'm not where I want to be? Was that a scary place to be?
Well, you know, I've always been somewhat insecure about things like feeling that I'm not good enough, you know, because of I was in a lot of toxic relationships over my life. And, you know, that kind of beats you down and makes you feel like you're never going to amount to anything.
Sure.
And, you know, I've always felt that in my life, but I've always had like a warrior inside me that said, you know, you're better than this.
That's cool.
You know, who you were in high school, you know, in high school, I was on, I somehow ended up on the newspaper staff.
Awesome.
And I think that was the first time that I realized, I'm like, wow, I could actually have a career at this and I love doing this. And so it kind of just grew from there. And, you know, I tried to remember the things that I did when I was younger, you know, my late teens, early 20s. Mm. And, you know, I just tried to hang on to that and move forward.
Yeah. We have a great testimony that just came through that we're going to share here in a moment. But folks, I want you to catch this. Lori says, you're so inspiring. You've blessed me in so many ways. You got to catch this, folks. Listen, some of you need to tag somebody right now who might be struggling and might be in a dark place. I have in my family background, a family member who had substance abuse. And I get it. It is tough. It is tough to break free. And yet we've seen this person break free in our own family, and we all celebrate their freedom. But you broke free. You joined Author Academy Elite. which is our publishing program, which, by the way, Erica, somebody might be watching right now and say, I got a book. How do I publish it? If you can put in authoracademyelite.com/application, we always look at people to see maybe if they're a good fit. But you joined, how long ago did you join?
I think it was about 2 years ago.
Okay. So you were a year out of substance abuse.
Yeah. And I don't even remember how I found it, but probably one of your videos that I saw on Facebook.
Sure.
I was like, this sounds amazing. And I did my research, which mm-hmm. I think is smart. You know, you got to know kind of what you're getting into. Sure. All I could see was like great things written about you and the company. Oh. And, you know, I was just excited to move forward and told myself, you know, maybe this is what I need to kind of give me a kick in the right direction.
Okay. So folks, you got to listen to this because I gave Tina a lot of belief, and I'll tell you why. This is only the third time I've talked with you. I talked with you yesterday to prep for today, like to say, hey, does our video work? Right. to say, does the technology work? Then I interviewed you based upon this lady's recommendation, Nanette, and then Abby. Abby and Nanette are our managing editors for the Guild. And what Nanette said to me, as we started exploding in growth, I said, who's a bright shining star? And both Abby and Nanette said you. And here's what Nanette says. When Tina signed up with the Guild, I noticed her abilities went far beyond so many. She was good and she was willing to learn to be great. Now she is one of the best by far. How does that make you feel?
It almost makes me want to cry because, you know, Nanette's one of the people and Abigail too that I look up to because, you know, what they've been able to accomplish. And it just warms my heart to see her say those kind of things about me. You know, her belief in me is kind of one of the things that, you know, kept the motor going that, you know, somebody else can see, you know, what I feel like I can do.
It's become the love on Tina. Diana says, Tina's inspired and motivated me more than any other person I've ever known, both in my writing and as I started looking into a career as an editor. Wow. But here's the cool thing. I'm gonna be straight up with you a second, okay? When they suggested you, I didn't know. I'm just being real because I had not talked to you. I mean, maybe on an author call, but we have, you know, a bunch of people on those calls and, you know, it's phone calls and I can't see you. So I didn't put the name with the face. But when they suggested you, I kind of looked around Facebook. I looked at your profile picture. And you know what I said? I said, she's edgy. I didn't say she's bad. I said, she's edgy. And I said, I like it. I said, I like it. I said, a little bit risky. But I said, you know what? Let's do it. Because I've had people take a chance on me. And looks, who cares? I'm not saying you looked edgy. I'm just saying, like, I could tell you'd been through a journey. But guess what? So have I.
Mm-hmm.
And so as and I think it takes someone to be through a journey to recognize someone else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think Willow would say she's been through a journey. We had a chat this week. So here's my point, folks. Stop judging people. Okay. Stop saying, you know what? Well, she doesn't look the part. What about her background? What about it? What about it? She's a soul on fire. And so we said, you know what? Based upon Nanette, based upon Abby, I'm going to roll with it. And so you started out as a student. You went through Ghostwriter Academy. Because again, we're going to talk how you do this. How do you get paid now as a full-time writer? And I love what Nanette says. Tina's edgy and that is good. Tina's edgy is good. There you go. I agree. So edgy is awesome. Sister, thank you for stepping out, Carrie, and honoring this courageous soul. Awesome. So we're celebrating God's belief in all of us today, really. because I wouldn't be here without that. But let's talk about this. Why did you say, not only can I write my own book, but I actually want to join Ghostwriter Academy and learn how, like, that's a big jump. Not many people say I've written a book and then say, and I'm going to help other people. How did you make that jump?
Well, editing had been in the back of my mind for a while, but I didn't know anything about it before I got into the Ghostwriter Academy. And I'd ghostwritten a lot of blog articles. So I thought, you know, maybe this can be another avenue for me to find success. And then as soon as I got into it, you know, it almost seemed like second nature, because one of the things that when I'm writing, I love to do is I love to revise. I like to see what I can do to make it better. So I kind of just built on that passion and, you know, with Abigail and Nanette's guidance, learned, you know, what skills I needed to propel me into more success.
I love it. I love it. Eric, I'm going to ask you to put the link for Ghostwriter Academy, because, you know, Tina, as an insider now, we are exploding. We are exploding with marketing, with interest. Author Academy Elite is disrupting the publishing industry, because the author gets all the royalties. The author gets all the control. They get all the distribution. But I love what Brenda says, Jay Brenda says, what is ghostwriting? Because we're going to talk about this. Because it's kind of like a weird concept when you think about it. But you can get paid very nice as a ghostwriter. In fact, if you Google it, ghostwriting gigs can start at 10 grand. The average is 36 grand. It can go up to 100 grand if you're a celebrity ghostwriter. Certainly projects can be smaller as well, but I could pull them off my shelf. I ghost wrote 3 books. Most people don't even know that, but that's how I went from day job to dream job. Is I have 3 kids and a wife, and it was scary to leave my day job. But what was my side hustle was ghostwriting. And so Tina, let's talk about that. What did Ghostwriter Academy do in terms of the content? And again, if you want to find out more about this, folks, ghostwriteracademy.com. It's a small tuition fee, but then we pull from that Ghostwriter Academy graduates individuals that we say, hey, let's pair them up with our publishing company and give them paying gigs. So let's talk about that. What did you learn in the content?
Well, before I got into the guild, there was, just like with Author Academy Elite, there was a lot of great content educational units. Sure. That gave me some foundation for how the business works, and what kind of skills you need to propel yourself forward. Little things like contracts and, you know, sample edits and all those kind of things. And, you know, what kind of skills you need to be a ghostwriter. And it was very helpful, gave me a lot more confidence to, you know, believe in myself that I could do it.
I love it. I'm just going to ask a question. You don't need to tell me the amount, but I know Ghostwriter Academy is $497. And that takes a little bit of belief for somebody to say, you know what? I'm going to say yes to myself, and I'm going to learn how to be a ghostwriter, how to be an editor, how to be a proofreader. Have you earned that back with the paid gigs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had, not to give a specific amount, but I've had, you know, 4-figure gigs that helped me so I could save money so that I could quit my job, which I did back in July. And it's just been one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
I love this. Former drug addict says yes to herself, writes her own book, joins Ghostwriter Academy, learns the skills. Not only did you become a student in Ghostwriter Academy Elite, where you started getting 4-figure gigs multiple, so you paid back the $500 easy, but then you said, you know what? I want Carrie and the team to send me paid gigs. And when you do that, that's called joining the guild. And now you're part of the guild. And so, Erica, We have people right now watching saying, I need my book to be edited by people like Tina. So go ahead and share that link, because again, we do matchmaking. We match up the author with the editor, or the author with the proofreader, or the author with the ghostwriter. And not only did you start out as a student, but you became so skilled that Nanette and Abby said, let's make Tina a managing editor. What did you think when you got that phone call or email that said, we know you started out as a student, but now you're doing so good, we want to make you the managing editor? That's crazy.
It was kind of crazy, but you know, back in the back of my mind, that was kind of my goal of something to achieve.
I love it.
But I didn't think it would happen so quickly. It was a dream come true, to be honest. And I can't be more grateful for all the opportunities all of you have placed before me.
And Lori, look at Lori. Tina was my editor. This is cool. This is all unplanned. I mean, you know, Tina, I didn't tell people to be on here today, who to be on, but I love what people are saying. You know, this is like, Tina was my editor. Tina's changed my life. So folks, if you're watching this right now and you say, I got a book, I'm looking for an editor, I need a proofreader, or I need a ghostwriter, click that link and we will match you up with a free 10-page sample from a certified writer. And you do this all the time now, right? I mean, you actually match our people up with authors.
Yes, and that I think that's a really fun part of it as well, because you get to, well, for one, you get to know the other editors better. I get to dive into, you know, what are they good at, and you know, what's their specialty, and I get to, you know, the new people coming in, I get to help them, you know, polish their materials that they send to the authors. And that's really a lot of fun to be able to give back to something that gave me so much.
I love what people are saying. Nanette says Tina was my editor too. I did not know that. Lisa says she was mine too. Terry, one of my buddies from Indiana, says, what a wonderful journey. Thank you for sharing. Amazing testimony and transformation. Folks, if you're liking this story, even if you don't like writing, but you're amazed at the story of transformation from someone who was a substance abuse addict and now is literally igniting souls, here's what I want you to do. I want you to share this right now. Share this. This is positive news. So many times we hear negative news about this and this and this going on in the world. This is a story that is lighting up my heart, because again, I have a family member who was a longtime drug addict. And we, you know, we almost lost this person multiple times. So I'm pumped up. You know, this person went to Teen Challenge and got healthy and all kinds of stuff. But substance abuse is tearing apart our world. And here you got someone who says, you know what, I'm not being who I should be for my daughter. And notice Tina, you said yes to God and you said yes to yourself all along the way. I mean, who would have guessed today you're a managing editor with, you know, one of the fastest growing publishing companies out there. But it all started with you saying, what did you say? I don't like who I'm becoming.
For me daily, it's kind of, I talk myself into saying, you know, I have no other choice, because this is who I am and I can't be anything other than that.
Wow. It started with authenticity and awareness. So let's talk about this. Hey, Lori says Teen Challenge, it worked for their sister. Awesome. So great. Yeah, thanks for everybody over there at Teen Challenge. And folks, if you just want to say, you know what, Tina, you've encouraged me, just type in the word Tina, T-I-N-A, just right here. That even helps more people see it. Facebook starts saying, oh my gosh, there's people that are listening. There's people that are being blessed. Let's start sharing this more with people. And then Facebook starts sharing it all over the place as well. But Tina, let's talk to a few groups of people. Okay. We have people right now that, let's just face it, they're addicted to something. It might not be drugs. It might be Netflix. It might be that they're addicted to negativity. and they're always talking down to themselves. What would you say to somebody right now who needs a breakthrough personally? Let's talk about those people first.
Well, I guess what I would say is, you know, look at it. Where is negativity getting you today? Where's it going to get you tomorrow? And what one small thing can you do today to shift that, to have a better tomorrow? And, you know, eventually those tomorrows kind of add up to be, you know, a feature.
That's right. Okay. I love it. So if you're right now, not where you should be, you do have power. You do have choice. That's great. So we talked to all those people. Now let's talk to the people who say, you know what? I kind of like writing. I kind of like editing. I kind of like proofreading. You know what? Maybe I could do this and get paid for it. What would you say to that person? You think Ghostwriter Academy is a good affordable step? Because I'll tell you what, you can do a master's degree in ghostwriting, and I'm told that that costs multiple tens of thousands of dollars. How did you get so good through Ghostwriter Academy? I mean, you said that they talk about contracts. You felt pretty prepared?
Yes, I did. And, you know, it's kind of just part of it is just being okay to be scared to do something new if you've never edited something before. And it's just saying, you know, one of my previous careers, I was in the beauty industry, and I went to a pretty big name school, and their philosophy was all about positivity and saying yes to everything. And so, you know, as an example, when I did my first developmental edit, I was scared because I'd never done one before. And I just jumped and I said, yeah, I can do this. And I did it really well. And that client that I did that edit for, she hired me to do, you know, all of her editing. And she's still a client to this day, like almost a year later. So it was a really great experience.
It's fantastic. I love what you're saying, though. You said, and by the way, someone just said the best quote ever, these tomorrows add up to your future. That's pretty cool. But you're onto something. Doing it scared. Doing it scared. And folks, I didn't have Ghostwriter Academy. I had some guy say to me, hey, his name's Scott. Hey, you write books. Would you write mine? And I'll tell you what, Tina, I didn't even know what a ghostwriter really was, but I knew a friend who was one. And I told Scott, I said, absolutely, I can do that. Why don't we talk next week? And then I quickly talked to my friend and said, tell me everything you need. But because I Googled it and I couldn't find anything back then, I couldn't find any courses. Now they do have a master's degree out in California. Again, tens of thousands of dollars. And that's a big stretch for a lot of people. But a 497 experience where here's what's funny, Tina. Don't you think that the Guild is a community of people that are scared together?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're all learning. And, you know, the cool thing is that everybody's scared about different things. So we can all, you know, lend out our hand and help each other up. So And you know, everybody, you know, managing editors and all the editors and ghostwriters, they're all on different levels. And, you know, we all help each other. And, you know, oftentimes it feels like a family. We get together online, you know, I think every 3 or 4 months, and we talk through things that we're working with, any challenges we have. And it's just it's a smaller community than Igniting Souls, but it's a really close-knit community. We all help each other.
I love it. I love it. So for the people who are listening and saying, you know what, I think I got something in me that wants to be a writer where I get paid. We actually say with Ghostwriter Academy, people can go there right now. And it says, turn your passion into a profession. And the reason why I created that, I'll tell you, not only was it because people are asking me, how do you do this, Carrie? But I had a close friend of mine say, Carrie, I want to join Author Academy Elite, but I can't write my book. And I said to this friend, you know what, I'll help you. This was back in 2017. And you know what, Tina? When I started helping this person, something in my gut said I'm not supposed to be a ghostwriter anymore. I'm supposed to lead ghostwriters. You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I literally believe that my my role had changed, that I wasn't supposed to be a ghostwriter anymore. So I said to myself, how can I create more ghostwriters? And so that's why I started Ghostwriter Academy. And it started with one person and then two. And now we're up to, I don't even know, like several dozen. But now we have the Guild, which is the certified group of editors and ghostwriters. We have managing editors, just like you're saying. So if somebody goes through Ghostwriter Academy, this is a good question. And by the way, let's ask questions to Tina if you have any. If somebody goes through Ghostwriter Academy, gets certified, and gets their own gig, you know what I'm saying? So like, let's say you go out in the marketplace and get your own gig. People might be shocked to learn this. We take zero, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't take anything. We say, hey, we trained you. You keep 100% of your own profits. We love entrepreneurs. Did that make you feel good when you went through it? Was that a exciting thing that you would get to keep everything if you found your own gigs?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's with the experience we get in here, it's very much possible, as you know, as long as you're willing to learn and, you know, willing to do the work.
That's right. And you know what's funny, Tina? We have certain high level pro ghostwriters that come to us and say, I've already had 20 gigs. And we say, great, go through Ghostwriter Academy. And a lot of them say no. And we say, well, listen, if you want to be one of our people we send gigs to, you have to learn our culture. You have to learn our system. You have to learn our vibe, because we do it differently. We teach you how to do contracts and how to protect yourself. But if we get you a gig, which has happened many times to you, that's the other thing we do. We don't just train you and say, hey, go have fun and get your own gigs. We actually say we're a publishing company and we want to match you up with clients. And so when we do hook you up with clients, we only take a small percentage, and that goes to fund the managing editors and do marketing for to get more gigs for you guys and stuff. But I think it's a perfect relationship. We used to not have anyone to send our authors to. Tina, this was before you were around, and it bugged me. It bugged me that we did not have, like, people would say, well, who's my editor? And I'm like, I don't know. Go find him somewhere on the internet. And people had bad experiences. Yeah. But the guild is like multiple sets of eyes. I love what Lisa just said. Integrity. That's exactly what it is. We have integrity. We have standards. You actually double check the editor's work. In other words, before they're done, before they send the finished product, they have to get it signed off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty big responsibility. Do you like doing that role?
I do. I love the whole, you know, culture of helping, you know, everyone helps each other do better. And in that way, you can kind of show people, you know, maybe something that they haven't learned yet, or, you know, sure. Sometimes I stumble across these really strange grammar rules that I'd never heard of. And, sure. You know, they're always fun to find.
Absolutely. And the ongoing training that you and Abby and Annette do is unbelievable. I go in there, and this isn't like you join once and now you're done. You provide regular trainings, and there's quizzes, and there's certification, and it's legit. I mean, this is probably the most affordable step you can take to become a pro writer. And again, it's $497. You can read the reviews of the people who've gone through it. I think our largest person, meaning like the highest paid gig they've received, has been, I think, over 20 grand. I mean, it's incredible what's happening in the world. But Tina, last couple things. People aren't asking questions. They're just loving on you. But do you have any other things that you want to say to people who are saying, could I do this? Do I have what it takes? What would you tell them?
Well, just a little, you know, another little piece of my story is when I first started in the Guild, I was working a full-time job that was pretty special. I was working at a surgery center. It's very fast paced, stressful. And, you know, one of the things as a result of my drug use is I have a lot right now. I have a lot of like chronic pain I'm dealing with.
Okay.
So that job was really hard for me. And I'd come home, you know, once I got going with, you know, juggling a bunch of gigs through the guild, I'd get home and I'd work from the time I got home until the time I went to bed. And, you know, compound that with the stress from the other job. And it just, you know, it added to, you know, all of the medical issues and sure. You know, all that. And, you know, I just looked at my bank account one day on set and I said, you know what, it's time. And I didn't expect it to happen at all, you know, to be honest. But I didn't expect it to happen within a year. And within a year of starting with the guild, I quit my full-time job. And this is all I do now.
And I only learned about this story about 3 weeks ago. So our business is at the point right now where it's way bigger than me, which is a good thing. I believe we live in a business culture that empowers people. It puts people in the right fit. I try to step out of the way. But when Abby and Annette told me, they said, now, you know, Tina does this full time now for us. And I said, you are kidding. Well, you remember this. This happened, I think she told me a week ago or 2 days, or it might have even been Wednesday. I don't even remember. And I said, we got to do it. We got to do an interview. I said, this is a powerful story. So thank you today for being here. Our team, by the way, put in a bunch of links. One is ghostwriteracademy.com. They also put in your personal website, which is tinamorlock.com. What are they going to find out on your personal website?
That website is all about my writing that I do.
Your books. I love it.
I've got some blogs up there and I need to update it with my book that just went out. So that's probably what I'll be working on today.
Fantastic. And listen, folks, I just confession. I felt that when I started ghostwriting, that maybe that was admitting, okay, I'll just be real. This is pride speaking here. I thought back in when did I write my first ghostwriter book? Maybe 2012, maybe 2011, something like that. I thought, this is admitting to the world that I don't have what it takes to be a writer yet. I mean, let's just be real. That's kind of what my ego was saying. Like, Carrie, you got to hide that. Listen, ghostwriting is no longer a stigma. Let me give you proof. In fact, if you go to ghostwriteracademy.com, we have Damon John from the Shark Tank who says, here's my ghostwriter. We have Tim Tebow. And by the way, the code words, Tina, are many times when Urban Meyer or Tim Tebow or Nick Saban or all these people have these books written, it says Nick Saban with, and then it says real small their name on the front cover. People aren't hiding it. In other words, they're proud to say, I had someone collaborate and help me write a better book. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think when you first hear about ghostwriting, you think it's weird, but what is Hollywood acting? When Daniel, what's his name? Daniel Day-Lewis, I don't even know actors. But when he became Lincoln, I think that was him. Somebody Google me. Like, that's not bad that someone else is playing Lincoln.
Yeah.
We actually go and watch that and we say, that's amazing. He played Lincoln. Or, you know, she played Cleopatra or whatever. Like, this is normal. And yet sometimes we feel like with writing, it's shady. But it's actually not shady. It's been going on throughout history. And I found it as a great honor to represent somebody's story. What do you think, Tina? Do you think when you write somebody else's story or you edit that you're actually doing them a great service?
I think you are helping them out a lot, you know, giving them something where maybe their skills lack or their, you know, sometimes it's even a matter of time because, you know, all these celebrities have been doing it for a long time, hiring ghostwriters.
Sure. And,
you know, they have a lot of things that are going on, but they also want to write a book and that takes, you know, that takes out a lot of time. So, and you know, on the editing side as well, it's getting a second set of eyes to see what you can't see in your own work.
Ooh, that's good.
So that's very helpful too.
That's really good. You know what? I got to give a shout out to my editor. Okay. Cause I had Nanette look at this book and she gave me some great feedback. She was a beta reader, but I paid someone a lot of money to edit this book. And I wanted to, because I knew young adult fiction was not my strong suit. Okay. And it was a new territory. And so my editor is Julie Sheena, and Christine Ma was another editor. I paid these women some fantastic rates because I knew that I wanted the book to really touch people's lives. And how dare we think that we can do it all? You know, that's pride speaking, where we say, oh, I can be writer, proofreader, editor, marketer. Listen, you know, stop trying to do everything yourself. You're going to burn yourself out and it's not going to be as good as it could be. Tina, you share a great story of redemption. I'm so proud of you. You're dear to everybody's heart here. And I love what Travis says. He's got to get back to writing. Yes, you do. So thanks for watching. And again, over 60 people commented or shared this today. Thank you. Tag somebody who's caught and says they need a ghostwriter. Tag someone who's got talent and you say, you know what, you could be an editor and getting paid for this. Tina, thank you so much for being here. And thanks for being a story of someone who literally transformed their lives. That's so cool.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.